A federal civil rights complaint was filed Thursday against the city of Dallas and the police department. The group Dallas Communities Organizing for Change wants the Justice Department to investigate the use of excessive force by Dallas officers. Dallas Communities Organizing for Change announced the filing in front of City Hall.
We all appreciate your time here today. And, you know, this is a contentious issue. We understand that.
Attorney Cheyenne Elahi filed the civil rights complaint. It requests an investigation of alleged violations of the Civil Rights Act on behalf of African Americans and Hispanics. Those are populations, the complaint says, have been historically subjected to police excessive force. Recent shootings involving officers sparked a disturbance in the South Dallas Dixon Circle neighborhood, protest marches downtown, and a couple of angry town hall meetings. Cooper Caraway with Dallas Communities Organization Organizing for Change says they've repeatedly sent their concerns to city leaders.
We filed detailed reports detailing Dallas police use of force. We've sent them to every city council member. We've attempted to meet with city council members to discuss these reports, to discuss these ethics complaints, and all except for Adam Medrano, we've only been met with doors in the face.
So, Caraway says, they're taking it to the Justice Department. According to the complaint, over the last decade, 58 people were killed by Dallas police officers, most African American or Hispanic. 36 of those killed were confirmed as unarmed. Caraway says it's up to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Dallas to decide if the complaint merits action. No response from that office to a request for comment. Earlier this month on KERA's Think, Dallas Police Chief David Brown said he understands the anger and lack of trust among minority communities when there's an officer involved shooting.
Particularly Black communities who have a horrible experience going back decades with police-community relationships. And many times the perspective is shaped by the history of the relationship, not necessarily the particular incident that just happened.
Chief Brown says engaging minority communities in a positive way is a top priority, and so is protecting an officer's life in split-second dangerous situations. The complaint lists 10 demands, including a change that police shoot to disable, not shoot to kill, better crisis training, and body cameras for all officers. Brown says officers are getting body cams, and next month the department will unveil a website to provide the facts of every officer-involved shooting since 2003. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.